For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is senior forward Paige Anderson, one of the two senior captains on the squad. And first of all, Paige, you're not just a hockey player, you're a student, and you're planning a wedding. Happy Valentine's Day first.
Thank you. You too, Kelly.
You're planning a wedding, going to school, and playing hockey. How's it going?
It's definitely a lot, but I'm having a lot of fun with all of it. Not necessarily as much fun with the school part, but everything else has been a blast, for sure.
You've got two more guaranteed weekends of hockey here at BSU. You're senior. Safe to assume that since you're getting married, that this is it for you for hockey?
Yes, it is. And I just plan to enjoy every moment that I have left because nothing's guaranteed.
How fast did these 4 years go?
Oh, it felt like a blink of an eye, honestly. I feel like just yesterday, like it was my first day on campus. So it's been an absolute blast being a Beaver.
What's the one thing you're going to miss the most about Bemidji and Bemidji State?
Definitely my team. I mean, you grow so much with them, especially my class. Like, we've been together for 4 years. So definitely just coming to the ring, going to school, just seeing them all the time is going to be really sad when I'm leaving.
Your senior class, when you were a freshman, started out as 6, came into this year as 4. Now you're down to 3. Do you still keep in touch with everybody?
Well, a lot of them moved away, so we just keep in touch over the phone through phone calls and stuff. But one of them, Kay Boland, actually still lives with us, so we still see her every day. But we like to FaceTime and with the other girls that don't live here anymore as well.
All right, you play UMD here at home. Big rivalry between Bemidji State and Duluth. I mean, obviously you look back on some of the postseason games, some great games that this team has played against, but final regular season games against the Bulldogs, what's it going to take for your team to get some points?
Well, they're a really good team, and we faced them before already, so we kind of know what to expect a little bit, but we're going to have to be on our A game every minute of every period. You know, you can't let off the gas even for a second against this team because they'll jump on you right away. They're really good throughout their whole lineup, so I think just bringing our A game for each game is going to be very important.
What's one of the games or moments of your 4 years here at BSU that you're going to remember the most?
Oh, it's hard to pick just one. I mean, there's been so many cherished memories that I'll remember forever, but I guess just to point out a few, I guess our Ohio State game last year, it was right around this time, I think, actually, when we were able to put that one away. Beating UMD a couple times before, that's always pretty special as well because they're such a good team. But yeah, it's really hard to pick just one that stands out above all else.
Plans for your future. Obviously, you're getting ready to graduate. What's your major and do you have your career already set in place?
I'm majoring in business and I really have no idea what I'll be able or what I'm going to be doing. I definitely am going to apply to a bunch of different things and see, I guess, who will reach out to me. It is a pretty big world out there, so I guess we'll see where it takes me.
Are you hoping to stay close to Minnesota?
Yeah, I love Minnesota. I can't see myself leaving.
All right. 19 all-academic team, that's a league-leading number. Not only, I mentioned, you guys are hockey players, you're also student athletes. Mm-hmm. 19, that's a lot. You might not be winning out on the hockey rink, but you guys are winning in the classroom. How important is that?
Super important. I feel like you learn a lot of lessons through school and you learn how to prepare for big things like exams and stuff, and you learn a lot about I guess what you're going to be doing in the future as well when you're in school, and you make a lot of new friends and connections with professors and stuff. So it's really good that we take that so seriously here with this team because, I mean, it does set you up pretty well for what's to come next.
Paige, it has been awesome watching you play these 4 years. Good luck this weekend. Good luck in the playoffs, too, and we will see you out on the rink.
Thank you.